over 10th, Nevada. 10th tradition, please. I'm an addict, and my name is Donna. And I'd like to thank the God of my understanding for allowing me to be here and you all to be here, and thank the convention committee for asking me to come and share my experience with Strength and Hope. I also need to say that I am absolutely nervous. You know, my clean date is June 10th, 1990. My home group is Glad to Be Back, which is held on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. in Alexandria, Virginia. Okay. And when I got my topic, which is the 10th tradition, I was like, whoa, you know, because I know the tradition, you know, and I know how it works. You know, Narcotics Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the NA name be brought into public controversy. And but I was like, it's like so short. So what am I going to share about, you know, for 25 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever the time limit is. So I do what I do here in this program of Narcotics Anonymous, and I start reaching out to some of the predecessors, you know, going to tradition meetings and getting some more information, you know, because I don't want to share my stuff. I want to share a clear message of Narcotics Anonymous of what the tradition means, because traditions are the principles that guide this program and help to keep us alive and free. You know, and sometimes, you know, we take it lightly, you know, and kind of sometimes we come into the meetings and kind of do what we want to do, you know. But the traditions are in place to help to give some order to our groups and this programs, because we are addicts. And if we all, each one of us, had the control of what happens and we had no guidelines, I'm quite sure many of us wouldn't be here, and I can speak for me, I probably wouldn't, you know, because I, you know, I don't want it to be at I in here. This is a we program, you know, and we together help keep the programming some guidelines. And I do have to say that I am extremely tired. I don't know where it came from all of a sudden, but I am tired, you know. And well, let me take that back, because this is an honest program. I was up last night dancing till probably like 2-3 o'clock in the morning, you know, knowing that I had to come and share today. Then I got up early this morning, you know, okay, I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna exercise, and you know, and I'm tired now, you know, so I'm gonna try to keep my thoughts focused, you know, on the tradition. And I do have a little bit of notes here, you know. I'm not reading anything verbatim, you know, because that's not what it is for me. I need to share honestly from what I know, you know, but I don't want to, like I said, I don't want to mix my stuff in, you know, about what the 10th tradition is about. One of the things I did learn early on is that when anytime I'm asked to share, is that I need to share my experience. Ooh. See what I mean? I'm tired. I need to spend my experience and some hope in there. And anyway, I got to this program by way of crack cocaine. You know, I did whatever I needed to do to get here. You know, I didn't want to be here when I got here. But what happened was is that when the first meeting that I walked into, a gentleman that I used with was celebrating his very first year in his program, and I was in absolute awe, you know, because I didn't understand. I had no fathom of not using for 365 days, you know. And so I took a seat, and I listened to some things that people were saying. I got in some people's hip pocket, and here 22 years later, I'm here. It didn't happen, you know, by osmosis. There was some work that I had to do. It involved working, reading, living the steps of this program, and learning about the traditions of this program. And as a sponsor today, which I got from my sponsor, is that when I do step work with my sponsees, we also work on the traditions. You know, because my thing is, you don't want to start to, the hope is that someday they'll have sponsees or even have an opportunity to share with some other people, and you want to know what you're talking about. You know, not just what you've heard or the traditions you read them on the wall, you know, and just because you can say them, you think you know what they mean, because they do go a little bit deeper. And actually, like I said, for myself, I had no idea how deep they really go, you know. But I like the idea I love Narcotics Anonymous, and I don't want to, you know, get overwhelmed because I do about Narcotics Anonymous, because I did so many things and I went so many places, and not until I got here was I able to stay stopped from using, you know. And this tradition, you know, it talks about the fact that, yes, we can come in here and we can share what's going on with us, you know, and we can, even when we're sharing, we may talk about outside issues, but we don't want to bring Narcotics Anonymous as a whole, as part of that issue, because it will cause controversy in our program, you know, because people, and I don't want to say people on the outside, but people on the outside that don't know our program or the process or how it works or whatever the case may be, if the Narcotics name is brought into a controversial state, we'll look at Narcotics Anonymous in a different way, you know. I mean, and just for an example for me, you know, we have, you know, people that do PI work, and they have to go into different types of institutions and deal with different kinds of people, and they're trying to get the word about Narcotics Anonymous out there, but we don't become affiliated with any of those places with the, in a name under, like, you know, a hospital or an institution or a recovery program or even where our meetings or those type of events are held. We are Narcotics Anonymous, and we're not Narcotics Anonymous and the Alexander Hospital. Or the Alexander Hospital does not represent Narcotics Anonymous because, you know, there's a meeting there as well. The other piece, and like I said, I'm tired, so I'm trying to stay focused, is that, you know, I mean, and I'm just going to use, like, politics or even religion, you know, or even, you know, somebody beating their wife. You know, yes, you can come in here, and if you feel the need to share about it, you know, this is where you come do that, you know. But we don't say, like, you know, we're Narcotics Anonymous, we support you in the fact that you want to go to a place where you can get help for violent behavior. Or Narcotics Anonymous does not support this certain church under that name, even though we may hold a meeting there. And, you know, our message is that, you know, that no addict, no, that any addict can lose desire and find a new way to live, you know. But we don't support that particular church just because we have a meeting there. As with me, and maybe even with many other addicts, this seems like a real simple tradition. But like I said, it has a whole lot of meanings, and it can take Narcotics Anonymous off track if we become a part of a controversy. And like I said, I just threw out there, like, politics, you know. Narcotics Anonymous is not Democratic or Republic. You know, we are Narcotics Anonymous, and we're here to share a message in the hopes of helping another addict. The 10th tradition, and like I said, I a lot of times I get overwhelmed about Narcotics Anonymous as a whole, with the steps, the traditions, and the concept, because I still sometimes, even after being here for more than 24 hours, is that I still get in awe when I read these things. Because like I said, I just sat down again today, of course, because since they've asked me to do it, I probably read this tradition about 100 times, you know, trying to, because it's so short, right? So I'm trying to, you know, figure out a way to pull this in and pull that in, you know. But the bottom line is that we are here to help a suffering addict, you know, or anybody with a desire not to use, you know, and that is our message, you know. So basically, you know, anything outside of that is that we try to stay out of that, you know, and we don't want to be drawn into that because we don't want to become controversial. And I know I'm saying the same thing over and over, but for me, I know the repetition of this program is the only way that I've been able to stay here. You know, because I always say that somebody had just gave me a list when I got here and said, this is what you need to do and we'll see you. You know, I never would have been back and I never would have been able to stay here. I'm sorry, I'm just looking through here real quick. And I'm sorry, but after, you know, looking at this and I'm reading it, even in the literature that I have here, it's kind of repeating, you know, just repeating the same thing, is that, you know, Narcotics Anonymous, the 10th step restricts us from incorporating any outside opinions into Narcotics Anonymous. Okay, thank you. The 10th tradition, I'm sorry, I said 10th step. But, you know, restricts us. And I mean, and the word, they use the word restricts, because we don't want to have outside opinions create issues within our program. And I don't know how fast my time is going, you know, but I am absolutely exhausted here. You know, with the traditions, the hope is that it creates an atmosphere of unity for Narcotics Anonymous. And the unity is, the basic foundation of our program. I am so sorry, but I am losing my train of thought here. You know, and this is an honest program for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to get up here, because what I really want to do, you know, I want to be like, have this profound stuff to say and all that. But the bottom line is, I am exhausted. Narcotics Anonymous works, you know, and I always say that NA rocks. You know, these traditions, like I said, a lot of times we fall short with the traditions, and we bring our own stuff in here, and we try to do things our own way, and a lot of time the meetings die, the addict dies, and it's be a direct result of these traditions. I have personally experienced, you know, groups trying to incorporate stuff that work outside of the tradition, and yes, each group is autonomous, but not outside of the traditions of this program, you know, and they help to keep us in some type of guidance. I just keep coming back, you know. I do whatever I need to do for me not to use, because I don't ever want to use again, you know. I always think about how a certain step and tradition kind of coincide or play into each other. And as I was listening to Kenny share, I thought about, like, the 10th step, you know, the inventory. And the 10th tradition is almost like us doing an inventory on our groups itself to make sure that we are maintaining, make sure that we are staying within the tradition, and make sure that we don't bring Narcotics Anonymous into any type of public controversy, so that we can continue to be Narcotics Anonymous. Because like I said, I don't know personally what I would do if something happened and this program fell apart, or it was no longer here, or nobody wanted to do the meeting, or the traditions got, you know, everybody went outside of tradition and it was no longer any order here, you know, because I had chaos and confusion out there using. I don't need that in here. I need some type of order, some type of guidance. And what I also know is that our groups knew the same thing, because guess what? These are the same addicts that were out there that's in here trying to stay clean, but we need some kind of guidance, or this would be a mess, a total mess. Everybody trying to be in charge, everybody trying to do what they want to do and thinking that their opinion is the opinion of the day. We have guidelines that tell us exactly how we're supposed to do this, you know. And our predecessors, thank God for them, took the time to lay all this stuff out for us. You know, I think about all the time is how, like, this is a very simple program for a bunch of complicated people, you know, and without these guidelines, it's scary. The thought is really, really scary, you know, about how we would be, well, not how we would be handling, because I'm sorry, but NA probably would not exist, you know, at this point in the game. You know, I've been coming to this convention for over 20 years, and I've never, and I have to honestly say, I've never come in and sat in a 10th tradition meeting or any other tradition, you know. I would do the steps, you know, because you kind of think you got that, you know. But, you know, once again, without the traditions, I don't know where Narcotics Anonymous or I would be. Because I definitely need guidelines. I definitely need some guidance, you know, and I don't need another recovering addict that, I don't care how long they've been here, because Kenny just said it, you know, and there's another piece of playing to the 10th step, you know, that we have character defects, you know, and we have a step that help us become aware of them, but they don't go away, you know, and they will kick up at any time, any place, including inside of the meeting at the moment we're thinking we're running something, you know, and the addict then dies, you know, because I think that my opinion is the opinion of the day, and this is how this meeting or even for the convention should be run, you know. And you know what? You know, keep coming back, Donna. You know, I don't know. My little nervousness is finally starting to go away, and it's starting to make a little bit of sense to me, you know, with the 10th tradition and the 10th step. But, you know, I tell you, like I said, I've been here 22 years, but that little light bulb about how it connects just came on, you know. You know, hearing Kenny share, and then I was like, oh my God, they do, because I always say I never really see how those two, the 10th step and the 10th tradition, connect. But it's almost like, you know, the group's taking an inventory of how the group is being run, you know, how the group, you know, make sure the group are not creating their own character defects, you know, and then the message is not carried for the addict who is still suffering, or not suffering, you know, because I'm not suffering, but God dang it, I need a meeting, you know, and I need to come into an orderly meeting, you know, and I know it's not going to be perfect all the time, just like I'm not going to be perfect all the time, you know. But if I have some information, and I'm not like a tradition hound, but I'm just not going to be up in a meeting and allow any kind of thing to go on without saying something. And if I say something, don't mean that it's going to change something, but I feel better about my own self and how I feel about NA and how I want NA to stay within their guidelines if I don't say anything and let any type of thing go on or anybody say anything, or, you know, and not so much, you know, wanting to cut people off and stuff when they share. But, like, sometimes you have to bring people back in, and you teach them, because I had to be taught how to share in this program and what I should and should not be doing in this program or within a meeting. Now, this is a last little five-minute piece that I wanted to share is that, and I'm just reading from some literature right here, is that the 10th tradition is an exercise in responsibility, you know, and because we are responsible for carrying the message to the still suffering addict. If we have distractions or we have been brought into some type of public controversy, then our message will not get carried, you know, and then the addict suffers and dies. How much time I got now? Now my time is up. You know, I just want to say thank you so much. Thanks for your attention. You know, I hope that I shared some information that was clear, you know, and of Narcotics Anonymous. I am an addict. My name is Donna, and thanks for letting me share.
Let's thank Donna J. for knowing.